It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old bandit run.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or send us a text, that same number, 343-0106.
Hey.
And the show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, Atmore Dragway, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And they do a fabulous job. I had a chance to go over there Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know what? It was Sunday. What's today? Mm. It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
I lost, I'm
losing
lost.
Days here, but, yeah.
I'm having my good days and my really, really bad days, you know, so I don't really know what day it is or what's going on. But anyway, we were over there, and I could not believe the amount of people that were there, but the food was coming out of that kitchen so fast. The manager himself was in the kitchen and working. And the little ladies that were serving out there, they had it together. We wasn't there long. Right? We had coleslaw on the table with crackers, and I had our tea and had some fried pickles. Have you ever eaten pickles over there, man? Long sliced pickles.
Oh, yeah.
They're not a little bitty. They don't cut them crossways. They're long sliced. I like them that.
That's the way to do it, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But that, get your butt to Ed, shed. Seafood shed.
Yeah, I'm trying to get our text messaging back up here and working, but I'll get there in a second.
I hope you have a while.
If I can type and talk at the same time, maybe we'll be all right.
I don't know, man. That's more than one thing.
Spit out that chewing gum. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure.
There is a limit, Tom, on how many multiple things you can
do. I know I have a limit. Anything over one, I have problems with.
And mine is called unitasking.
Back in the day, I could do six or eight, you know.
Mine is unitasking.
It's something that moved about when this age, you know, when you get over a certain age, and I don't remember which certain age it started, but I know I got there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think mine's already starting, so it's we'll be all right.
I
finally got logged in. It's warming up as we speak, so we'll be all right.
There you go.
I'm kind of depressed now. I opened the email over here, and I see here's a receipt from, and I don't want to name the store, the department store, but I know my wife has been shopping while I'm up here.
Because
they send an email to my email address with the receipt.
Every time she spends
She thinks I don't know what's going on.
You know what? I know she don't listen to this show.
Oh, no, she don't.
She wouldn't listen to this show because she know you talk on it all the time.
That's probably a part of it. She hears me enough as it is.
I know you probably drive a woman damn crazy. That's what it is.
Mm. Well, you know, these things happen. So it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Yeah, get over it, man. You get over it.
I'm not going to open the receipt. I don't know. I don't want to know how much it was.
Well, yeah, we're not interested either, Charlie. But I know there's some
over there.
I know there's some people out there that need some car repairs and need some information about some repairs on the cars. So give us a shout out.
Yep. Go ahead and bring the caller on.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes. How are you all today?
Great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Listen, I just wanted to know as far as extracting your coolant from your vehicle and refilling it.
Right.
Is it advisable to use one of the vacuum processes to do that, or are there any risks associated with it? I know I've seen on occasions when I've looked at the hoses and the hoses, you know, they collapse somewhat.
Right.
So I'm just curious as to how safe is it? Should you do it or what?
No, I mean, it's not hurting anything. You know, there's there's several different ways to do it, but you know, I'm okay with doing the extraction system. There's a lot of people that are using the vacuum fill systems now, where you're actually pulling a vacuum on the system to put coolant back in.
Right.
And it's a good way to get all the air out, because otherwise you're cranking the motor with, you know, hot spots. You know, it'll have air pockets in it, and it takes a little bit to try and work those out, you know.
Okay.
It's a little time consuming, you know, to do it that way. So, you know, I'm good with the vacuum system. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's really all I had. I've been curious about that for a while, and I thought this was a good time to find out.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you calling in. That's what we're here for.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you. Let's see. We got Atmore Dragway, June of 2019, Friday, June 21st. They got the Friday Street Drag, a shootout and test and tune. Hot track at 7, gates open at 6. Saturday, they got something going on, but it's to be announced.
Uh-oh.
And Sunday, the 23rd, they'll have a Grudge Cast Sunday, open test and tune. Gates open at 4, hot track at 5. So,
all right.
They'll be
drag racers will be at Atmore, Alabama, up there by Wind Creek.
Yep, yep. So it's all, they got some good racing going on up there.
Stop and play a few slots while you're up there.
Well, you know, if you have to get up there early, you know.
When I go up there, I got to go by and play a few slots. Got to do that.
And if you don't do too well at the drag strip, you can turn around and go over there to the casino and hope you do a little better there.
There you go.
It may even tell you what kind of luck you're going to have at the drag strip.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, hey, you never know. It's all good, though. But I'm going to give a little shout-out to our team and driver, J.J. Day and Pressure Brothers.
Oh, yeah,
Brothers
did an awesome
team.
Job. Yeah.
We our second race of the season and won our second race of the season. Did a great job. Brought the car home one piece, not a scratch. So, I told him he's going to spoil me that way.
You won when you can do that. When you won, you know, you won twice the amount.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. And gives me time to do other things other than fix the car.
There you go.
But, hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I've had occasions to not win anything and still break the car home in pieces.
Yeah, yeah. Well, usually when you do that, you don't get a whole lot of money with the pieces that you get to bring home.
You don't get money to take home. You just spend it all when you get home.
Exactly, exactly. And we've done that. So, I'm real proud of what we've done. Got a good-looking race car, and JJ's doing a great job behind the wheel. So, just give him a little shout-out.
Oh, you got some sponsors on that ride, man?
We do, of course. Gulf Equipment. In services, is one of our main sponsors, Bob's Speed Shop, of course.
All right.
Who is no longer going to be selling parts at the track, but he is open on the Beltline over here where he's always been. He's still going to be selling parts there.
For 52 years?
Shoot, I think it's longer than that, but it's been a while, I know that. So he's been around a long time. So
I know he was there when I was kind of in the Marine Corps, and because he's a little bit older than me, like 4 years older, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I come back, his shop was open on Ann Street.
Yeah, yeah. He's been a couple different places, but he's been where he's at now for at least
long
on 40
time.
Years.
Yeah, he bought that property over there when the Beltline started. But all right, we don't have any callers, so I'm going to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
I see in the paper, in some of the literature, it might have been a Hot Rod magazine I was reading this week, where I've been trying to keep my mind occupied.
Mm-hmm.
China is now stopping subsidizing the electric car builders in China, which they've been pushing for the last 20 years to try to get ahead of America.
Right.
But now they're pushing back on that and pulling that money back. And they're getting involved in the hydrogen cars.
Right.
That's the new thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And the big problem, same problem the electric cars are having, you know, but not quite as bad, is the infrastructure to support the cars.
Right.
To refuel them or recharge them.
Right. You know, where are you going to get it, recharged? Where are you going to get another refill on your hydrogen? And not only that, that stuff's like a bomb, man.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, that's what they send the rockets into space with, hydrogen fuel.
You know, and they called them a hydrogen bomb for a reason, you know, but it's, I don't know, and I know they've got safeties in place, and we're not talking about the kind of capacity to do anything like that, but, the big thing is how to refuel them, because, electric car – you can go home, plug it up into the wall, sure, just like you would anything else, sure, and you can charge it. It takes a while,
yeah,
but it will charge, and you know, the next day you should be good to go.
There you go. Yeah.
Sounds like we're going to take a break here. Charlie's sending me hand signals, so we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
At least he wasn't telling you were number one.
This is true. He was using all his fingers. So.
I play the road, and the highway is our song. And every city is like the same three chords. Been helping us along when the story's told. And the crowd is coming gone, shaking off the miles and trying to make it home. Every exit is a season, every signal is a beat, and the wind it carries me and it eases up my load. Every day I drag the turns, every candle still burns, and every lesson I have learned brings us closer to the crowd. I'll play the road, and the highway is our song. And every city is like the same three chords. Been helping us along when the story's told. And the crowd is done and gone, shaking off the miles and trying to make it home.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race.
And welcome back to The Car Show. This is a car doctor.
Are you sure?
I'm a little confused here.
I'm sure.
Well, I'm watching you over here getting all tangled up in your chair.
I know. I was thinking about getting my fucking knife out and cutting my cord. But
I want to know is what's in that water bottle.
Well, you know. You got to keep something keeping going.
He won't let me smell of it.
I noticed.
I noticed.
And don't light a match in here.
No. I wonder if that's that. What's that called? That VO. Vodka.
No, you, no, thank there's God, no telling you don't what drink. You, there's something, you, no telling what you'd hear on the air if I did that.
Oh, so, yes. Yeah.
Let's see. We got a text message.
We're here all to right. support you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I understand they're
when
coming
out. When you fall
out
of chair, we'll watch you.
That's right.
Because we damn sure can't pick you up.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Coming out with airless tires now. All I hear.
What?
See. Now, all I heard on it, the news is what kind of, rubber that they're using, what kind of comfort and safety, what do you think of them? You know, and we had talked several years ago about the Tweel, which is a wheel and tire combination that does not use air.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've paid any attention on some of the state highway crew stuff on these little zero turn lawnmowers and stuff, you've actually there's quite a few of them running around on the roads cutting the highways, because those things, you're gonna run over something and cut a tire down every time you turn around. Well, with that Tweel set up, there's nothing to leak, so
there you go,
so you can just keep on running with it.
Does it have a lot of extra spokes?
Well, it's actually the
just a whole solid wheel.
Well, the wheel is fairly normal looking, but the tire is the sidewalls are a little taller, and it looks like it's little spokes in the sidewall of the tire. It's just a flat rubber band, basically, that contacts the road, and the part that connects it to the wheel looks like little spokes.
So, how long would that tire last, do you think?
I have not done enough research on it to find out yet. I don't think they've really been on the road much.
I haven't seen any articles on it either.
Yeah, it's something that's coming. You know, they're working with them and seeing the feasibility.
Well, we have tires now, like the lift machines and all, like down at the state docks, and where they're running around there, where they're lifting real heavy loads,
mm-hmm.
and they get such a wear factor there. And then if they get one of those tires that goes down, and they can't finish unloading a ship or whatever, so they're actually filling those with a rubber residue that goes in there, and then it fills up that space, and it doesn't harden like a rock, but it becomes a solid component, so it never needs any air in it. And if you put a puncher in, or cut it, or put a nail hits it and all, it doesn't bother it anymore.
Right, right. It's more of a it's not a solid rubber, kind of like what the outside of the tire is, so but it
polymer,
turns to
a polymer of some kind.
It's like a soft rubber that goes in there, and it firms up, and it's good to go from then on, basically, until you just wear the rubber off the outside of it. But,
right.
Well, I think I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Because I really hate having to go pay 75 cents to pump up a tire, one tire that's running a little
low.
Can
you get one with 75 cents?
Yeah, I know where one station is in Tillman's Point.
Most of them I've seen it cost $1 to pump one of them up.
Yeah. Well, and that most is, people don't bother.
That's if you can find one that somebody hadn't cut the hose. Or
right.
Well, you know how you'd fix that, Charlie? I had the occasion to come outside after spending the night at the casino, you know. I fell asleep in front of a slot machine. Not really.
No, I stuck there for a while.
But we spent
anyway.
The night. Yeah, we did spend the night at the casino in the rooms there, and to come out the next day to get ready to go home, and I had a flat tire on my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going like, what's this deal?
Yeah.
You know, and so here it is. I'm not interested in changing any tires.
I hear
right.
you.
So the guy comes by in the golf cart. He said, "Hey, man, what's going on?" I said, "I got a flat tire, buddy." "Oh, okay, let me go get my pump. I know we got a pump here just for that."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "That's cool." So here he comes back in a few minutes, and he pumps it up.
Yeah.
What kind of pump?
It's a little electric pump.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of them, like a 12-volt deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We plug it in, and it fills it up with air.
Yeah.
But you know, it was happened to be on a holiday, and the only thing that was open was Walmart.
Right.
And I went over there, and they took it off and broke it down, and they couldn't find it.
Hmm.
What I found was that I've got aluminum rims.
Right.
And on the where the tire bead comes down and fits on that rim, that edge.
Corroded.
It was corroded, so when I turned in and parked, I didn't leave my tires perfectly straight. I had my steering wheel cocked to the side, just like when I pulled in.
Sure.
So they had extreme pressure on that bead, and that bead pulled back on that corrosion, and that let that tire go flat. Because it happened again before I ever found it.
Right, right.
But you know who found it? L&M Tire.
Yeah.
L&M Tire and Crate. I said, well, you know.
I've done a lot of business with them over the years.
They've been around forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bart and his family, Lucas over there, do an outstanding job, man.
Yep,
but they found it and fixed it. So let's catch our caller.
Good deal. We got a caller. Caller, you with us?
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Is Tom Claxton on there?
He is.
Shh. Don't tell anybody. I'm hiding.
That was a secret.
Well, this is your old buddy across the bay.
Who?
Your old buddy from across the bay.
Uh-oh. How you doing, brother? I hadn't heard from you in a while.
Well, if you move to Pritchard, you better be glad you got a car left. And more or less a tire.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been in and out of hospitals and everywhere.
Really? How you doing?
I'm kicking. I'm back home.
Well, that's awesome, brother. Good to know you're back to the house. You getting over your illness?
It's going to take time, they said.
Oh, my Lord. You know what you need to do? Don't you have my phone number?
Yes, sir.
Call me. Oh. Call me tomorrow. Okay?
Well,
I want to come see you.
I need to write it down.
All right. Well, wait till...
We can't give it to you over there.
No,
the radio.
I'm not going to give it to you over there. I'd get 9 zillion calls, and I'd be called every kind of name in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Call me back just when the show's going off the air, and I'll give it to you. I think I've got yours, but I want to make sure.
Yes.
I want to come see you, okay? My wife
live
just
on Fish River.
I know it. Okay, yeah. My wife just passed, and I don't have anything to do, but I'll go around and see you, buddy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know I'm tearing my damn guts out, but I got to improvise and adapt and overcome, man. That's the way we were taught and trained, you know.
Yes, if we were.
I'll never get over it. I just try to work through it.
You're right.
All right, call me back just before we go off the air. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
That's an awesome Marine vet,
yep,
that has had a lot of problems, and he's in some areas hadn't been properly taken care of, and I'm gonna. He's always called. He's been a sincere mm-hmm. listener. I got the time. I'm gonna go see him. I think I'll go over there and wet a hook.
There you go. Hey, yeah, nothing wrong with
wet a hook. See if I can catch me an old brim or something out there.
It's got to be something in river. There.
Got to be something, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Got to be something in them waters.
But he'll know where it's at. He's been on those waters for years. But for all of you vets out there that's hustling, bustling, and you know, trying to stay alive and mm-hmm. having to go through all this stuff and fighting your different Agent Orange effects and PTSDs and TBIs. You know, guys, I pray for you every day. And we on the Scuttlebutt Network here on Wednesday nights, we pray that you're able to work through all your difficulties and all. And listen, freedom is not free. Mm-mm. All of our vets out there have fought for it. And I'm getting off on a tangent here, but let me tell you something. When you see that flag blow and it waves in the air, that's not the wind, brother. That's the breath from our vets that lost their lives. Remember mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
Hoorah.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. But let's see. We got no more message. Well, I mean, one just come in here. y'all making house calls now? Tell Kevin I need my oil changed. I'm sorry. I don't do
house
calls.
Put it right around the money, baby. We make a house call. Yeah.
Well, it could happen. It could happen.
I'll get James to drive me out there.
It'd be way cheaper to get someone bring it to me. But
he didn't say nothing about that now.
Do you know how to spell S-O-L?
Yep.
He got money, baby. We'll go do it.
That's right. That's right. But
we didn't say he's going to get a $29 or $49 oil change. But we go change his oil, you know. But you got to pay cash before we do it.
That's right. Checks, not checks and credit cards.
No checks.
Cards,
no checks. No credit cards.
Nope. Cheap is not one thing I've been called over the years.
But I want to take a second to remind people that you can text to the same phone number that you call to get on the air. And I don't think we say that enough, maybe.
Nope. It's 343-0106. You can send us a text or call the same number, but it sounds like it's time for our mid-break. We're going to take a break and let you hear from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back.
When there's no one there beside me, till I hold you once again, thank God for the radio. When I'm on the road, when I'm far from home, feeling blue.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. We do have a text message here. Headlight problem on a 2001 Z71 pickup. Already changed the plug and the bulb several times. I can reach in and touch it, and it will stay on until I shut my truck down. Any ideas? And I guess, you know, the one question I would have is, did you do them both at the same time, the plug and the socket at the same time, or the plug and the bulb at the same time? And how did you connect the plug back to the harness of the truck? There's what creates problems in these things is heat. The bulb itself is already generating heat, you know, so that's a problem anyway. The next problem is a connection problem. So if you had a bulb that started to melt or something and got something on the socket or the plug, when you put a new bulb in it, of course you had a new bulb and it was good clean contact. Well, there was already plastic on the connector. If you went back and changed the connector, well, that had already caused a problem with the bulb, and you can kind of go back and forth, and it'll work. But you have to do them both at the same time and make sure where you do connect them to the harness that you solder and heat shrink instead of just butt connect them or twist them together. because it generates so much heat that it will not stay. Yeah, so you just a good quality plug and a good bulb, and connect it properly with solder and heat shrink, and you should be good to go. But caller, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a 1995 Chevy Astro van.
Okay.
And it's got about 77,000 miles on it.
Okay.
But it keeps dying at red lights, and if I try to back up or if it's just idling, mm-hmm. there's something wrong with the idle. It either wants to lunge forward or die.
Right.
And so what could that possibly be? We've tried a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard to say without looking at, but more than likely there's a couple things that can cause it. The idle air control motor, which is on part of the throttle body, it could very possibly be sticking at times, and it's trying to move it, then all of a sudden it moves. And also the passage where it goes through. I mean, we're talking about an older vehicle that doesn't have a lot of miles, so things can get froze up in that. One of the other things on that particular little motor, the inside of the distributor, there is a magnetic pickup basically for the ignition module, basically to tell it where the distributor's at and when to fire. In that shaft in that distributor, that magnet's built in and it's sandwiched between two pieces of metal, and you can just see the edge of it. Over time, that magnet will start cracking, which will give it different signals, as well as it makes the magnet weaker. And the magnet gets so weak that at idle, it doesn't really want to read properly. It'll run fine going down the road, but just at idle, yeah. it'll want to stall out sometimes. So that would be one of the two places I would go look at first.
Okay. We did the idle motor, so that's been replaced.
Right, right. I would definitely go look at that distributor. I've had that bite me I don't know how many times over the years. You just don't think about distributor doing that, but it will on that particular setup, on that motor and the V8 motor with the same style distributor. It was a problem at idle, causing stalling problems. So,
and that's not a common thing that most technicians would think about, because you don't normally see that except in that year group mm-hmm. of vehicles.
Right.
Okay. So it is the distributor, and it's the magnet inside the shaft. Is that correct?
Yeah, and whoever's looking at it, make sure you can touch it with a screwdriver that's a non-magnetized screwdriver, or a wrench or whatever, and it should have a pretty good magnetic pull to it. And also look around the edges and see if you see cracks in that magnet. If you have cracks in there, it's time for it to go away.
Can you replace the components in the distributor rather than the whole distributor or not?
But at this point, you know, the whole thing is, you know, what, 25 years old now?
All right.
So, you know, I would do, you know, the whole distributor. Right. I mean, they're cost-effective enough to where you can replace the whole distributor and be fine, you know. You can get the shaft. Well, I assume you can. It's been a while since
yeah,
I bought one.
If a guy's not really familiar with that, I wouldn't want to see him try to build a distributor. I'd rather, you know, if it's my vehicle, I'd just go ahead and get me another distributor if I was going to plan on driving it for a while.
All right. Well, I appreciate the information.
All right. Well, thank you.
Getting a new distributor probably in the long run is going to be the most economical thing down the road.
And it would be, you know, and usually a distributor is going to come at least with the rotor, if not the cap you know. And go ahead and replace that stuff while you're there, the cap of the rotor, you know, if the wires hadn't been done.
Well, if you're already having problems with your ignition and something in there, then you're going to have problems with the rest of it before it's over.
Right.
Yeah.
Eliminate it before it's a real problem, leaves you stranded somewhere. But, sounds like we got some weird noises happening out here. I'm not sure what it is, but no telling. From what I understand, they had generators going and transformers blowing up here over the weekend, so there's no telling. But anyway.
Carly's gone. We'd have lost our engineer.
Yeah, we lost our engineer. He's off in search of, but that's all right.
Well, he's gone into that other office over there. I think they might be polishing some floors over there or something.
Yeah, it could be.
It sounds like a floor polisher or something.
Yeah. But we'll talk a little bit about my employer,
And, let's talk about that. Hey, I saw your truck that you're driving.
Yep.
That's about the coolest Chevrolet pickup truck I think I've seen. Mm-hmm. The combination of that blue, it's not baby blue, and it's not really, really dark blue.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it, you know,
it's not
Marine.
A navy blue. It's somewhere close to a navy.
Yeah, it's close to a navy blue.
It's a really good looking blue on that truck. I really like it, and the wheels are not they're not chrome, and they're not base aluminum.
I'd drive that like a car.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, you know
that thing rides like a car, doesn't it?
And there's the length
of the wheelbase and all on
they
a pickup
do.
Truck.
These trucks drive. You know, ride so much better than the last generation trucks, and they drove nice. Vibration problems and that we really have not had issues with. They ride smooth, run good, great power.
And y'all got a lot full of them?
We do have a lot full of them, that's for sure. They've been keeping us running, getting them set up.
Well, you sell them as fast as you put them on the ground, though.
We've been moving them.
Because of the deals those guys are doing out there,
it's
unbelievable. Some of the prices that they're selling those trucks for, and I see all these weird, advertising about we're gonna beat anybody's price for 5,500 miles. Oh yeah, okay.
Well, end of the day, everybody's paying the same price for these trucks.
Sure.
And unless they're willing to lose money on them,
right.
Most dealers will sell one just about at cost.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's
So if they're willing to lose money, that's one thing. But I don't think they're going to do it for long. And I want to do business with somebody that's going to be there.
That's the
so
thing.
I can go and that's back and get I, it I serviced.
My, yeah, I want warranty on my vehicle, and mm-hmm. I want it done at a. At a good place where mm-hmm. a guy knows what the heck he's doing, and knowing you for 40 exactly. years, I know that you know what you're doing.
Right.
And your techs that you train and work with daily have become a lot more informed and do a lot better job than a lot of them we've seen over the years. So, if I'm going to buy a Chevrolet, I'm going UJ.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's the best place in town, Might be because I worked there. I don't know. You never had a check bounce. That's right. Yeah. But it's a great place.
It is a good place, and they're a lot of great sponsor. They're good people, and they're mm-hmm. good home folks. So they're not taking the money back to Miami, and they're not taking the money to Atlanta or St. Louis or wherever like most all these other dealerships around here.
Yeah,
I don't know a Chevrolet dealership now that is owned by a local family besides UJ.
There's still a couple in town, but we're the only Chevrolet dealer for sure. It's nice to know that if you have an issue, you can go stand and look the owner in the eye and say, "Hey, this is what's going on. What are we going to do about it?"
Yeah, I'm going to come to church to see you Sunday. I'm going to sit behind you.
I don't want to have to go to Miami to look the owner in the eye.
No, I'm not either. And I don't like for them to take our money out of town.
No, I think the money needs to be kept
everybody,
here.
Most all dang dealerships now, owned by conglomerates, man. Shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I see on TV that UJ's been there since 1940? Or not in that
location.
Not in that location, but in Mobile. They've been a Mobile stable for, 79 years?
If I can do the math.
Yeah, because
I was real close to that. I was only two then.
Well, it'd be 60, 79 years.
Yep. That sounded like the number I come up with. So we're
there
close
you go.
Enough.
You did good. You did good.
Now I got a headache.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You pushed it, Charlie. You pushed it.
Yep. And looks like we got a caller calling in. If you will give us a second here, we're going to have to go to break in a second.
Take the phone call.
But if you'll hang on, we'll get to you as soon as we get back. But we've got some great deals on the new vehicles at UJ. We've got a great inventory. Come out and see us. Good people.
There you go. Go out and say hi to Kevin.
Yeah.
You got trucks.
Yeah, we got trucks. We got cars.
Some you want to see the car doctor.
Exactly.
You can bet your sweet Bippy he'll be there too.
I'll be there.
Sucker works every day.
But it is time for a break. We're going to let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages. All right.
rabbit roar, that stock car boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. Have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Let's see, Dave from Gulf Shores. Where did UJ used to be located over the years? Well, let's see, that we're on Airport Boulevard now, near just east of Schillinger's.
Started in Pritchard, didn't it?
They were on Kraft Highway originally.
Kraft Highway and right there at Kraft Highway and Telegraph Road was the original plane.
Yep. And then they were on the Beltline right there, pretty much across the street from where Empire Truck is right now.
They moved out there for years.
Yeah.
Jimmy Barnes worked out there.
Yeah. Right.
For quite a few years. And Jerry Smith is your.
He still works for UJ.
Well, he's still with yep. UJ. Yeah.
Yeah. The only one that's worked for UJ longer is Bud Urquhart. So.
Bud Urquhart. He be the owner.
He be. Yeah. Yeah. He been there. He started early in life. So. There's good people. There's a lot of people that have been around a long time. So then that says something about a company. I have heard that there's not many people left at the other dealer here in town.
No, went through that place like a dose of Crokinole, baby. They cleaned out all the old heads and got rid of most of the guys that helped build that company over all these years. And that's the way these new companies, new corporations do. And they did the same thing with the other Volkswagen and Porsche places and all over there. They cleaned out and got rid of them, changed all the management teams and all. But, they don't realize those people built those damn companies,
Right.
They were trying to work there. They're going to try to stay there and retire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, they don't have anything to retire from now.
Right. Yeah, it makes a difference, and I've worked for corporate-owned companies before, and there's a reason I don't anymore.
I imagine.
And won't anymore. It's all good. I'm kind of at a point in my career that, I do need a paycheck, but I don't need this one.
Right.
So there's only so much
I'm
going to
deal with. Did you sing that Johnny Paycheck song? Take this job and shove it.
I don't think I put it quite that nicely when I left, but it was
all right. Oh, yeah, you probably used a couple more words.
But
they say this is radio, so we can't use those.
Yeah, I can't use all the words.
I have been known to use them, though.
Yeah, it happens.
Take this job and shove it.
So.
I don't work here no more.
Yep. Like I say, I got to work, but let's see. I can be a little more particular about.
Tell me something about this 17 model Chevrolet truck that one of my mechanic buddies sent to you the other day that had been diagnosed as having front end damage to it, and that something was vibrating and weak under the front end, and it was dangerous to drive.
Yeah, I didn't feel any of that. What I felt was the torque converter shutter, and they've had some issues with, GM's had some issues with that in their 8-speed stuff. But we were able to service the transmission, basically change it to the new formula of HP fluid, Mobil 1 HP synthetic, and seemed to take care of it.
There you go.
Took care of it well.
And here's the thing. The truck has been to three other dealerships, and they were wanting to replace all the stuff under the front end of it,
And still wouldn't have fixed it.
No, it still wouldn't have fixed it.
The gentleman had a legitimate concern. That part of the truck was still under factory warranty, so, whereas the front end wouldn't have been.
Right. They was going to get in for a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
Or
it,
more?
It was going to be an expensive fix for him. And, you know, yeah, the truck had been in an accident, but, you know, the truck was repaired, you know, so I didn't really see anything there that that was an issue. But, you know, there's – once you've done this for a while, you should be able to pick up on what kind of concern you're dealing with.
But in regards to that, did they or did y'all have a recall on any of those trucks?
It's not a recall, but there is a technical service bulletin update. Right.
Okay.
Basically, they have a an updated fluid. You know, we've gone through several different types of fluid, and we went to one that helped. We went to another one that actually made it worse. Mm-hmm. Then now we've got one that has really been working. I have not had one come back. We've been doing it for about 6 months now.
There you go.
And it would have been a problem by now if there was. So it seems to be good. But we do have a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Yes, I am. And I just wanted to say I'm an old-timer that enjoys your show. I took a set of heads down to Claxton Head Service on Dolphin Island Parkway around 1980-81 and had the best experience I ever had.
Yeah.
I worked at Pat's Auto Parts mixing DuPont automotive paints and delivering the UJ Chevrolet body shops and all the body shops in North Mobile.
How about that?
And
back before they started mixing themselves, huh?
Love to sit back and listen to you guys and know exactly where you're coming from.
Yep. Been there and done that, had you, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me tell you something. Claxton Machine Shop get the best head job in town.
That's right. Hey, I think back then to clean and regrind the valves, it was like $40.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I don't have any idea what it might
be. You had to buy your gasket set, and if you needed any new valves, that was $15 a piece.
Yep. I can remember back in the early 90s, I could do a engine overhaul for a customer, doing it right, reground crankshaft, all new bearings, bore in the block, new pistons, new rings, new oil pump, all the timing components, new cam lifters, reworking the heads, whatever I had to do to them. Pull it out, do all the work, build the motor, and put it back in for about somewhere between $1,200 and $1,500.
$1,500, $1,500.
Yeah, I was going to say, not much more than $1,000.
Yeah.
You can't even get one pulled out of it.
I got a 10% discount.
Yeah, but you can't get one pulled out of the truck for that.
The machine shop did I pulled a 289 Ford out of a 67 Cougar and had that baby built up right with Edelbrock and a Holley dual line pumper 650, and I spent $1,400 and had an engine that it was like a rubber band. It was weak on the one side, but it was strong on the other end. And
no doubt.
That was back in the days when the average guy could fix a lot of things on his own car.
This is true.
That won't hardly buy a set of heads now.
No, it's crazy these days. But I just wanted to call in and tell you guys how much I enjoy your show and can really relate to it all.
Appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate you listening.
Y'all have a good evening.
Yes, sir. Right, you have a blessed one, brother.
My daughter just had an engine replaced in her vehicle, and it was $7,000.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Charlie. Well, it was a rebuild, I'm sure.
I bet it was a used one.
But you can do a reman most of the time when you get a factory or a motor from the factory, it is a reman nowadays, you know, unless it's a really new model vehicle.
Can I tell you it was a Ford?
You can. Yeah. You can.
And it had some kind of an internal water pump.
Mm-hmm.
That went bad, and they burnt the engine up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And apparently that's a fairly common problem.
Well, one thing they don't like is to get hot.
They can't handle it.
Yeah, they can't handle it.
Maybe one time you can tell us about why we have an internal water pump.
Yeah, that's definitely makes for an interesting project there. I know we've We've got a couple of them that way. Well, not really internal. We do have one motor that's several years old now, about 10 or 12 years old now, that was built with an internal water pump, and you had to hold the time and chain and all that to change it. But they pretty well got away from that
right
now.
Okay.
But, you know, I know we're coming up to the end of our show. I just wanted to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show. That's what keeps us coming. And I know, Tom, I know you want to say your
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And to all of our vets out there and first responders, a big thank you and hoorah.
Smile and a towel and a picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling for eight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double-clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away.